Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show, presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini. This is the perfect show if you're interested in personal development, leadership, and achievement. Each episode shares knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to truly master your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator, an internationally published author, and he's also a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that makes him the perfect guide to help you to empower all areas of your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains why criticism tends to hurt most when you're addicted to praise. And once you understand the purpose of criticism, you are less likely to perceive that you feel hurt by it, and instead appreciate that it's actually helping you to become more empowered and authentic. A quick side note before we get started, all the links or downloads mentioned in the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description underneath this episode. And if you're new to the show and you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the perfect time to follow the show. So get your pen and paper ready or set up your digital note taker and let's get started with Dr. DeMartini's latest presentation. The addiction to praise keeps you small, but the appreciation of criticism helps you to grow tall. Enjoy.
Whether you realize it or not, everybody has a set of priorities they live their life by. And whenever somebody comes along and supports what we value, we tend to open up to them. And when somebody challenges what we have, we tend to close down on. But I want you to think about this. It's an old proverb, spoil the child, right? Spare the rod, spoil the child. If we don't challenge somebody, they can become juvenilely dependent on the things that support them. They become dependent on it. And when they challenge them, they can become precociously independent. So the first thing I'd like you to write is that when somebody challenges you or criticizes you, it can actually make you more precociously independent. That means mature a little quicker and take on more accountability and independence quicker. And when somebody supports you, it can actually slow down that process and make you more juvenilely dependent. So challenge makes us precociously independent, and support can make us juvenilely dependent. One causes the estrogen ratio to go into testosterone and increase testosterone, and the sympathetic response, fight or flight, which activates testosterone. And the other one is rest and digest and activates the estrogen and makes us the other one. And they found out that testosterone speeds up and accelerates growth and height, and the estrogen tends to slow it down. And we find out in our life, sometimes we have a mother that's very supportive, which keeps us kind of dependent, and a father that says, you know, get your butt in gear and figure it out yourself and play tough ball. Sometimes that's reversed roles. And sometimes people play anywhere in between. But if it's polarized, highly polarized, we can see this occurring. But if you give everybody whatever they want, when they want, make it easy, and there's no difficulties in life, too supported, too easy, too taken care of, you won't grow. I think everybody here knows somebody that was overprotected, over-nurtured, taken care of and everything else, and they really didn't have an entrepreneurial spirit. They end up becoming more dependent and working for others maybe. And the people that had some challenge and were given a lot of accountability, they become more precociously independent, more entrepreneurial-like. So most people don't realize this, but they have 2 areas of their brain. Whenever you're living by your highest value, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into the forebrain and activates the executive center, where you're more objective, where you embrace support and challenge, you know, praise and criticism more equally. That's why when you're doing something that's really high in your value and you really knock it out of the ballpark about doing priority for the day, you can handle almost anything. You're highly resilient and you actually have your heart rate variability go up and you're not lateralized and polarized in your autonomic responses and you're more resilient and adaptable and you grow most. It's been shown in biology and evolution that maximum growth and development occurs at the border of support and challenge, order and chaos, nice and mean, kind and cruel. That's why people have both sides, nice, mean, kind, cruel, positive, negative, support, challenge, you know, peace, war, praise and reprimand, things of this nature, punish and reward, etc. But if somebody gets only one side without the other, they don't grow as much. When they get both sides, they grow. Imagine this. Imagine if all of a sudden the thing that supported you represented prey, which in the brain it does, and the thing that challenges you represented predator, which in the brain it does. If you get prey without predator, there's no predator, there's only prey, you'll tend to overeat, you'll be gluttonous, and you'll lose fitness. If you get predator without prey, you'll tend to emaciate, not get to eat, and be starved and lose fitness. But if you put a perfect balance of praise and reprimand, a perfect balance of support and challenge, a perfect balance of prey and predator, a perfect balance of similars and differences, as they call it in Greece, you get maximum growth. In fact, you get maximum growth at the border of that, because that's the definition of love. Love is a growth factor in life. Love is a synthesis and synchronicity of complementary opposites. And we grow most, we realize both. Our brain automatically is designed to get both and have both praise and reprimand, support and challenge. And we live in an ecosystem that gives us that. And if we get an overprotective mommy, we get a daddy that says, we'll go out and play in the streets. Or if we get a kid, the brother that beats us up or something, we get pairs of opposites. In fact, the people that are addicted to praise and addicted to support and addicted to protection are usually the people that people pick on, and they get targeted by bullies and targeted by that. I mentioned this in Huffington Post, many other articles around the world. But what happens is when you actually embrace both sides equally, you maximize your growth because you're going to get both. And when we live in our lower values, we tend to bring blood glucose and oxygen into the amygdala, and the amygdala is trying to avoid predator and seek prey. And so we want to avoid challenge and seek ease and support. And we want to avoid criticism and seek praise. And people that live in their amygdala, when they're doing lower value systems and devalue themselves, they're vulnerable to be hurt by criticism and be addicted to praise. And the addiction to praise makes them juvenilely dependent. And the people that are getting criticism is actually setting them free. And I've basically gone in there and I've taken thousands of people when I do my breakthrough experience program, my signature program. I go in there and shatter the myth around the idea of I want praise without reprimand. You need both. So what I do is I show you, I say, go to a moment where and when you perceive an individual criticizing you. And then I say, go to that moment. Where are you? When are you? What exactly are they doing? What's the content and the context of that criticism? And who are they directing it to, you in this case? And then I have you get really present and I have you realize that at that moment, in order to forget criticism, you're doing two things. You're doing something that's challenging their values and their perception, not maybe your perception, but in their perception. And somehow you're above equilibrium and somehow cocky and above equilibrium, needing to be brought down into authenticity. And that's usually because somehow somebody's praised you and you felt good about it. You get kind of puffed up and kicked, you know, cocky, if you will. And whenever you're praised and built up and get puffed up, inflated, that's not who you are. That's not the authentic you. And you attract a criticizer to bring you back into the authentic. So I'm going to make the statement, and it's going to be shocking to you possibly, but criticism, believe it or not, is designed to teach you how to communicate respectfully in other people's values and to humble the cockiness that occurs when we're addicted to praise and puffed up and thinking we're entitled and juvenilely dependent and become spoiled in a sense. And I've seen that in many people, and I'm sure you have too. So the criticism is actually helping you pride before the fall. If you're proud and cocky and up because of all the praise and puffed up, you get a criticizer to bring you back into authenticity. But if all of a sudden you're being criticized and you're feeling shamed and you're feeling down, you get supporters to lift you up. You get people that praise you to lighten you up. I always say tragedy, when you're cocky, you attract tragedy. And when you're humble, you attract comedy. One is to knock you down and bring you back as hubris, pride before the fall. And the other one is humbleness before the rise. And what's happening is everything that's going on in your life is trying to get you authentic. It's a feedback mechanism. But the amygdala is wanting to avoid the predator and seek the prey. Avoid the challenge, seek the support. Avoid the criticism and seek the praise. And as long as we're addicted to praise, we have to have criticism to break the addiction and to associate the two at the same time. And what's interesting is if we get support and we get puffed up and we get an exaggerated self, that's not our authentic self. That's a persona of puff up, inflated self, the self-righteous persona, the superior complex, the pseudo elevated self-esteem state, inflated self. And you need criticism to humble it. And the thing is we get addicted to the praise, the criticism hurts. If we're not addicted to the praise and we understand the purpose of criticism, we don't get hurt by it. We appreciate it because it helps us become authentic. It gives us feedback about how to communicate effectively in other people's values and when we're above equilibrium. If I walked into a room right now and you were there and you said, oh, Dr. DeMartini, you know, you're amazing. You started to praise me. And you said, oh, you do this and this and this and this. And I went in there and I humbled myself below where you perceive me. You will keep praising me. Guaranteed. I've done this hundreds of times. But if I walked in there and I said, when you said, oh, you're amazing or whatever. And I said, well, frankly, I'm more amazing than you can comprehend. And I puffed myself up and I thought, well, you know, your comment is insignificant compared to how great I am. And I puffed myself in. Anytime I would go above where you want to put me, you let me in and go, oh, and you put me down again. You criticize me. Because every human being has an image that they perceive of you. And anytime you exceed it by being puffed up, they'll put you down. Anytime you go below it, they'll lift you up. And that's why if you're humble and ask questions in the selling process, you get more sales. But if you go in there and presume you know what they need, you get cut off and they want to walk away from you. Because there's a natural tendency to want to have equanimity and equity. There's a built-in homeostatic intuitive system inside every human being to find fair, sustainable exchange and equanimity. So anytime you get praise and you get puffed up a bit, you attract a criticizer. In fact, they're simultaneous. And anytime you're actually down and somebody's criticizing, you attract a supporter. That's why the overprotector attracts the bully, and the oversupported attracts the challenger, and the overpraiser attracts the criticizer, and the overcriticizer attracts the supporter, the rescuer. Nature is constantly trying to get people into authenticity and into the pair of opposites. And all we are doing is basically teaching us this great lesson. And what's interesting is maximum growth, as I said, occurs at the border of support and challenge. Now, if you see challenge without support, you're going to be in pain. You're going to want to avoid them. You're going to see they're critical. You're going to label them. You're going to think it's negative, and you're going to feel down, and you're going to get arrogant, and you're going to get puffed up from the challenge of it. And what's going to be interesting is if all of a sudden you get to that point and you see one without the other, you store that in the subconscious mind. And now anybody that reminds you of that, you want to avoid. So anything you haven't seen the balance to and seen the balance of criticism with praise, or anytime you see a praise without criticism, your subconscious mind stores those and it causes impulses for the addiction of praise and an instinct away from predator, the criticizer. But if you see them simultaneously and you ask the question at the exact moment when somebody's criticizing me, who's praising me? At the exact moment who's praising me, who's criticizing me? And go inside and get present. Where you were, when you were, what the content was, the context, get really present. Your intuition will pop out who it is. And the praise may not be somebody right there in the room. They may be distant or they may be virtual in your mind. But your mind, if it's praise, will make you cocky and attract criticism to bring you back into equilibrium. All praisers and criticizers are actually simultaneously paired. You're only conscious of one at a time, typically, unless you ask the questions to see both. If you see both, you realize that everything is trying to keep you authentic, not puffed up or deflated, but authentic, and you're now grateful. And when you're grateful for that authenticity, how are you going to be loved for who you are unless you are who you are? If you get support and praise and you get puffed up and inflated and proud, you're not who you are. You've got a persona, a mask that you're wearing that's puffed you up and it's overinflated. And then you attract a criticizer to put you down, the tall poppy syndrome, sometimes called in Australia. But if you end up feeling like somebody's beat you down and they're ashamed and you're now minimizing yourself, you attract supporters. If you see them simultaneous, you will realize that there's nothing but a loving act going on. But when you're conscious of one and unconscious of the other, you're going to have emotional back and forths. You might say manic depressive states, highs and lows. We call that cyclothymia or possibly bipolar responses. So the wisdom, which is what I do in the breakthrough experience, I have people go to a moment when they've been criticized. You're there. Where are you? When are you? What's the content? What's the context? Who's doing it? And what are they doing it about? And then you close your eyes and get present and ask who is playing the opposite role. If you're really present and you got all four of those variables, five of those variables in your mind at the same time, your intuition will pop out who you're comparing your criticism to. Every perception is a pair of contrast. And so if you are infatuated, for instance, with somebody that supports you, you'll resent somebody that criticizes you. If you're resentful to somebody criticizing you, you'll infatuate with somebody that's praising you. And they're always a pair of opposites. But the mind won't see one without the other. It'll create a real or a virtual individual inside your head to counterbalance it, to maintain homeostasis and to maintain equilibrium and to maintain stability and homeostasis and authenticity in your life. So you won't get one without the other, but you will store the illusions that you have. And if you keep storing the criticism without the praise, you'll be wounded by it. you store the praise without the criticisms, you'll be addicted to it. The addiction and subdiction keeps you from being present. So that's why I asked the question. At the moment they criticize, who's praising you? And at the moment somebody's praising you, who's criticizing you? And at first you go, well, I don't see anybody there. Close your eyes, get present, ask where it was, when it was, who's criticizing you, what's the content, what's the context, get really present and close your eyes and get present with it. And your intuition will pop out an answer who it is. It's not speculative, it's not analyzed. It's a synthesis that your intuition knows. Once you see both of them, it'll bring a tear of gratitude to your eyes and you realize, wow, I'm actually being led back into my authentic self. The criticizer is not an enemy. It's actually somebody helping you become authentic. And the praiser simultaneously is doing that. You're basically getting punishment and reward at the same time, challenge and support, criticism and praise, you know, the thing that causes an instinct and impulse at the same time. The predator and prey is always there because the food system needs both to maximum growth.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
Maximum growth and development occurs at the border of those two things. And if you get both of them and you become aware of it, you get to maximally grow. But if you get addicted to the praise, which keeps you juvenilely dependent, you don't grow. So you end up attracting the criticizer to help you get back on track again. The criticizer is not the evil one. The criticizer is actually breaking your addiction to the praise and helping you see both sides, just like the praiser is breaking your subdiction from the criticizer to help you see both sides. They're both there as a pair. And I've taken thousands of people through the Breakthrough Experience. And at first you're going to say, well, I don't see anybody there, because you're looking physically there instead of going inside and getting present with those variables. And then all of a sudden in your mind, the other person, the other individual playing the other side will be there. And then you go, that's amazing. I never saw that before. And that's called being fully conscious. See, when you're resenting somebody that's criticizing you, you're conscious of the downside, you're unconscious of the upside. If you're being praised, you're conscious and you're infatuated with them, you're conscious of the upside without the downside. And as long as you're not seeing both sides, you're not mindful. You're not seeing both sides. You're not aware. You've got an incomplete awareness. You've got a split in your psyche between the conscious and unconscious. And that keeps you from being powered and present and authentic. So the moment somebody's criticizing you, do a number of things. Here's some action steps. Stop and ask, where was it when it happened? When was it when it happened? What's the content? What exactly are they saying? And what's the context? What's it about? Well, they're verbally criticizing me about the way I'm dressed. Okay, the context is the way you're dressed. The criticism is the verbal comment. Now close your eyes and go to that moment. They're doing it to you. You're the one that they're directing it to. At that exact moment, close your eyes. And in your mind, in one individual or many, male or female, close or distant, they could be anywhere, at work, anywhere. They could be real or virtual. But there's somebody in your mind, intuitively or in reality, that's playing the other side, that's admiring what you're wearing and praising you in that process. And first, you never believe that. But I've taken literally tens of thousands of people through that process. And it's mind-blowing when all of a sudden they see it and they see the pair of opposites and the balance, they balance it, tears come out of their eyes. And then they realize, wow, there's nothing there to be frightened of or seek. There's nothing to avoid or seek. There's something to be present with. Nature is keeping you authentic. Look carefully next time somebody criticizes you and look at what you're doing that's challenging their values, and look at where you're puffed up and somehow above equilibrium, and you'll see that they're helping you become back into balance. But if you're addicted to praise, you're going to be angry at them. You're going to want to avoid those people, and you can't avoid them. You've been trying to avoid criticism all your life, but you've been getting it all your life. You're not here to avoid it. You're here to understand it and use it wisely to be authentic and appreciate both sides of your life. See, I'm not a nice person. I'm not a mean person. I'm a human being, and somebody supports my values. I can be nice. Somebody can challenge my values. I can be mean. I can be praising and I can be criticizing. And if I think I'm going to get rid of half of myself, it's going to be futile. I'm not going to get rid of half of myself. I'm going to have both sides throughout my life. And the same thing for other people. So we're not going to get rid of criticism in life. We're not going to get, because it's there. It's essential. In fact, you know, the wise individual, the people I've seen who are going for gold medals in sports, excelling in music or any field, they're actually hiring people to give them critique to help them master their life. And people that are not mastering their life are trying to avoid the very thing that the people who are mastering the life seek. If I would say that if you don't fill your day with challenges that inspire you, it's going to fill up with challenges that don't. If you fill your life with challenges that inspire you and go out and fill your day with the highest priority actions, you're more resilient, adaptable, you mitigate risk, you appreciate both sides, you embrace pain and pleasure in the pursuit of purpose. You appreciate the criticism and the praise equally, because they're both homing you in and guiding you to your authentic self, your greatest achievement. Maximum growth occurs there. But if you're in your amygdala and you're not doing what's highest on the value, you're going to want to avoid challenge and look for support, avoid criticism, search for praise. You'll be addicted to one, subjected from the other. And then when it does happen, you're going to be distressed by it. You're going to be angry. You're going to be resenting it. And you're going to be then even more polarized, trying to get a one-sided world. And the more we polarize and try to get a one-sided world, the more futile our life becomes. I'm not here to teach you how to be one-sided. I'm not here to teach people to be only one-sided. It's futile. You know, I tried in 1983, I did an amazing experiment on trying to be positive all the time. And I basically documented, I took the 2,000 most positive words that I was able to find, 2,000 words in 300 of the best-selling books on positive thinking. And I took all the words that I found in there and underlined all the most positive words and extracted them and put them on index cards and then meditate on each index card, each word, and thought of a quote that was the most positive word and positive statement I could get. And then I divided those 2,000 into 365 days and came up with 5 to 6 quotes per day. When I did that, then I created a form called a day-by-day cycle forecasting form. And I started to monitor if I said those affirmations, those 5 to 6 quotes per day, every single day, 108 times. So I would put 600 statements a day of positive statements. And I monitored it 4 times a day of what it did to my life, spiritually, mentally, career, financial, family, social, and physical. And then I monitored it on a +3 to -3 level of monitoring. And then I followed that 4 times a day at 7, 11, and 3, and 7. And monitored what impact positive statements were all day long, nothing but praise and positive. And then I monitored that for 2 friggin' years, 24 months, to see what impact all that had on me, being nothing but positive, only positive statements, only supportive things. And I found at the end of it, when I did all the tallying of all the numbers, of all the ups and downs from it, I found out that I still had equilibrium. And I still had positive and negatives. I was praising and criticizing. I was nice. I was mean. I never got rid of half of myself. You don't need to get rid of half of yourself to love yourself. To love yourself is to embrace both sides. And that means you're going to be praising. You're going to be criticizing. And when you're criticizing, somebody's going to be praising them to balance it. When you're praising somebody, somebody's going to criticize them to balance it. And there'll be a matrix of love and a matrix, kind of like a feedback system in your sociology to try to make everybody authentic. It's amazing when you actually get aware of this, because then you realize you're not having to get rid of yourself to love yourself. People trying to get rid of half of themselves and trying to get on there and trying to get rid of half of the people around them and half the people in the world. They're trying to get rid of all the negativities and all the criticisms and all this stuff in life. And it's not going to happen, because it's an absolutely essential feedback mechanism. We need both positive and negative, praise and reprimand, the kind and cruel, the nice, the mean. We need both polarities. That's why they're there. In fact, the more you end up promoting one idea and support somebody's values, somebody else will challenge it. And it's designed that way. You need build and destroy. In your body, you have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. One's for fight or flight, one's for rest and digest. One's for destruction and catabolism, one's for building and anabolism. One's for oxidation, one's for reduction. One's for acidity, one's for alkalinity. Your body has both and is prepared and needs both to maximally grow. And if those are in balance, you have wellness. If they're not in balance, you have illness. So we're not here to get rid of half of our physiology and half of our life and to go through life and live in a fantasy that life's supposed to be one-sided. You want to love both sides of yourself, love both sides of other people, and understand praise and reprimand is what builds respect. You're going to have it. When you get into a relationship, you're going to be maybe looking for somebody that's similar, but you're going to also attract somebody that's got differences. If you get too many similarities, you get an infatuation, you become juvenilely dependent, and you'll sacrifice your life to be with them for fear of loss of them. When you get somebody that challenges you and has more differences and you resent them, you're going to end up having the opposite occurring. You're going to be trying to change them and try to get them to live in your values, which is futile. And anytime you sit there and expect to get a one-sided world, you have futility. And anytime you embrace both sides of life, you get utility. And that's what I'm trying to share tonight, that you must embrace both sides of life. Both praise and reprimand is what builds respect for yourself and for other people. And I know that there's moral hypocrisies out there that are going out there and promoting one-sidedness. Be nice, don't be mean, be kind, don't be cruel, be peaceful, don't be wrathful, be generous, don't be stingy. But if you really are honest with yourself, and I got really honest with myself, I found out after doing that and trying my best to do that, I had a balance of both. I found out that I had every trait in the Oxford Dictionary that a human being could have: nice, mean, kind, cruel, honest, dishonest, positive, negative, peaceful, wrathful, generous, stingy. I had them all. And you know what? I don't need to get rid of any of it. All of those are part of my life. They all serve a purpose in life. If you can see how all of those serve you, you're not going to be sitting there trying to get rid of half of life and trying to get a one-sided life. Futility is the pursuit of a one-sided polarity. It's like trying to get a one-sided magnet. The Buddha said it really nicely. The Buddha says the desire for that which is unobtainable, a one side, and the desire to avoid that which is unavoidable, the other side, is the source of human suffering. And so when we go in there and we're caught in this animal passion of trying to avoid a predator and seek a prey, we're searching for that which is unavailable and trying to avoid that which is unavoidable. When we go and live by our highest priorities and live by what's really most meaningful to us and live authentically according to our highest value, which is our identity, and we are more objective and neutral and resilient and adaptable, and we embrace both sides of life, we see within the praise the balance of reprimand, and within the reprimand the balance of praise, and we see the balance of life. And that's where we actually maximize our growth and development. And this is something, if you contemplate, maybe listen to this again and again, and look carefully at your life, and the next time somebody criticizes you, find the praiser, and the next time somebody praises you, find the criticizer, and see how that's trying to get you to be authentic, you'll empower your life. Maximum growth and development occurs at the border of support and challenge. Over support, pride, you're not inauthentic. Over challenge, criticism, inauthentic. You put the two together, you get to be authentic. You want to be loved and appreciated for who you are. Believe it or not, both those sides are what's keeping you who you are. You deserve to be loved that way. As a result of this little presentation tonight, I'd like to also offer you something that will help. It's called Balancing Your Emotions for Greater Achievement. It's a free on-demand masterclass. And I just want you to know that this can help you in the very thing we just talked about. In the Breakthrough Experience, the program that I teach people how to do this exercise, and it's mind-blowing. I mean, mind-blowing when people get that. They've never exposed themselves to that. They never thought about it. And all of a sudden, they go in there and they go, my God, at the moment I was criticized, there was my praiser. When I was praised, there's my criticizer. And when I put that together and have them do the Demartini method in the Breakthrough Experience, they just shed a tremendous amount of baggage. All the blaming that they say, well, my mother was this way or my father was this way, which are typically pairs of opposites. All of a sudden, now they see an understanding of love in their relationship and their family that they never saw before, and in their spouse that they never saw before, and in themselves. Because no one will ever build you up and beat you up as much as yourself anyway. Learning how to love both sides of yourself and embrace both sides, the praise and reprimand, you build yourself up, you put yourself down, you do it. Give other people the permission to do that and watch us grow most. I mean, take advantage of this little masterclass. It's free, and I guarantee it's going to be eye-opening to see how important these two pairs are. But stop and contemplate this. Get really reflective. And if you have any challenge or difficulty on it, contact our office or get to the Breakthrough Experience. I promise you what I teach you at the Breakthrough Experience is gold, and it'll help you not be a victim of your history. It'll help you be a master of your destiny. As long as you're addicted to praise, you're going to play juvenilely small. When you finally realize you don't need to be subdicted and avoid the criticism, that's what helps you grow up and strong. The testosterone makes you grow faster. The estrogen tends to make you grow slower, and it helps you. That's why there's a dimorphicness in between the masculine and feminine height, because of those hormones. And challenge makes the testosterone go up. Support makes the estrogen go up. You want a balance of both to make yourself balanced. And if you do, you get to love yourself. The authentic you is worth loving. and you get to be appreciative of the people around you. So instead of running away and frightening yourself of this, go and ask the questions, neutralize the system, and you won't have to fear anybody or fantasize about anybody. No philias, no phobias, just embrace the two sides of life. Life is magnificent the way it is, not the fantasies we keep imposing on it. I'll see you next week. Take advantage of this free masterclass and come to the Breakthrough Experience so I can teach you how to do this live, and you get to see this, and it's amazing, I promise you. I'll see you next week. Go in there and find out exactly where these two sides are synchronously balanced.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.